Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say it again. I will very gladly spend and be spent for others. You'll do it how? Very gladly. How will you do it? Very gladly. God wakes you up and wants you to pray for somebody. How will you do it? Well, I'm not getting my sleep and I'm just laying down my life for Jesus. The Lord deals with you to give that money that you had set aside for something else. And He deals with you to give it to somebody to help them out. You'll do it how? What kind of giver does God love? Can you see how all these things begin to come together, don't they? Why? What if you're giving sadly? Is it okay anyway? You get the same blessing. It works out anyway. I mean, they got the money, right? No, it's not okay at all. I said, it's not okay at all. Go with me now to 1 Corinthians 13, please. We got the foundation laid. 1 Corinthians 13. And let's talk about how to yield to this love. 1 Corinthians 13. I'm not quite through with that other. Everybody say, very gladly.
Very gladly.
Spend.
And be spent.
I will. Very gladly. Spend.
And be spent.
Hold your place there and go to Philippians. You don't want me to short you out of anything, do you? I remember something that Brother Lester Sumrall said back when I was a student at Rhema. He came and did a seminar. And he told of a church he was in some years ago and an incident that just stuck with me. He said that they were in this church and people were coming to get saved. And he said after the service was over and everybody had left, there were two men still up in the altar praying. And not knowing some things, understanding some things, begging, one of them begging God to save them. And just didn't understand some things that the price has already been paid that you believe you receive. But they were up there praying their hearts out. And he said he watched one of them get up and kind of, you could just tell by their walk and their actions with remorse, with dejection, they walked out. And they looked, and they had an offering box of some kind that was bolted right beside the doors you went in, went out or came in. And said he walked by and he looked at that offering box and just kind of waved his hand like that and walked out. And he said the other guy, he got up with tears streaming down his face and a big smile and a glow about him, and he walked out. You know, and he came to that door and he looked at that box and he reached and he got his pocketbook and he picked up the lid and opened it up and just dumped it out like that and reached and got his pockets and he just pulled them out, threw it in and just said, hallelujah, and he walked out the door. And he said he started laughing. He thought it was funny. You know Brother Lester Sumrall, he's interesting anyway. He said he thought that was real funny. He laughed at that guy. He thought he was acting silly. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and he said, the man that couldn't give anything at the door couldn't give anything at the altar. But the man that gave everything at the door gave everything at the altar. Hallelujah. And I have seen this. You know, I've been hungry to know and understand God's prosperity. Haven't you? And it's not just doing mechanical things and pull this lever and this happens and the money flows as far as mechanical things I'm talking about, but it is something in your heart that changes. And I've seen the times when we've had the greatest flows of finance in our life was when I had the greatest willingness to give. I wanted to do it. You want to do beyond what you have. Amen? And it's not just going through the motion of writing tithe checks. It's not just going through the motion of sowing seed. And even if the Lord deals with you, say, well, okay, all right, I'll do it. No, that's not enough. God sees your heart. He's not impressed with the numbers. You can't even impress Him with a great big check. But when you want to do it, I said you want to do it. You want to do it. You want to tithe. You want to come and bring the tenth part. And you want to come and bring the first fruits. You want to come. You look forward to the service. Amen. That you can come and lift it up before the Lord and honor the Lord with it. Hallelujah. You believe God till you get to the place where you can give a larger amount and you get excited about it and you want to do it. Amen. That's when things begin to break spiritually in your finances. Everybody say, very gladly.
Very gladly.
I will very gladly
spend.
And be spent
for others.
I want to do it. Do you want to tithe?
Yes.
And you see people that are fussing about, do I have to tithe? No, you don't have to tithe. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to pray. You don't have to read your Bible. You don't have to do anything. God's given us a free will. He lets us choose. But the problem is revealing that you got serious heart problems when you don't want to. Why don't you want to? Is the question. Serious spiritual problems. Serious heart problems. That's why God loves a cheerful giver. He loves somebody that wants to do it. Amen? And if there's first a willing heart and mind, it's accepted according to what a man has. God will accept your offering, even though it might be small, just like it was $10 million. Amen? When your heart's right. You remember the widow's offering, don't you? She gave everything she had, but it wasn't just the amount. She gave her heart. She wanted to do it. She wanted to please God. That's something you can't make anybody do. You can't coerce somebody and make them want to do it. That's what God wants above all things. He doesn't just want us to do it. He wants us to want to do it. Say it again, I will very gladly.
Very gladly.
I will very gladly spend
and be spent
for the Lord,
for others.
Hallelujah. Paul was so much this way of the love of God constraining him, like he said, that this determined in whether he stayed or went to heaven, it determined whether he lived or died. In Philippians 1, are you there? Philippians 1. He said, verse 19, I know this will turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with what? So what do we know is working here? The love of God. He couldn't be bold without it. With all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Is he very gladly ready to spend and be spent? Is he? This is the same book that you see, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I wot not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better for who? For him. Especially somebody that's been there. He knew, he really knew what he was talking about. And it was pulling on him strong. And he's already done a lot of ministry. He's already had some fruit. But verse 24, look at it. Nevertheless, it's pulling on him. Heaven's pulling on him. To go and be with the Lord's pulling on him. But he said, nevertheless, to abide or to stay in the flesh is more needful for who? For you. I want to go a lot. But it would help you if I stayed. So what's he going to do? Verse 25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide, I will stay. And continue with you all for your furtherance and joy and what? And joy, everybody say joy. Joy. And joy of faith that your rejoicing may be a more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. He said, I got to thinking about it and how much better it'd be for me to go and be with the Lord. And oh man, it would be far, far better for me, oh, to just depart and go to be with the Lord. But I got to thinking about you. And you need me. And I can help you. See, he knew he had a choice in the matter. I wot not what I shall choose. He could have chosen to go on. We need to realize that, friend, we have a choice in this thing. And don't think that, and I'm just taking up your time this morning, this can help you live or die. This can help you stay and live and finish and get some more fruit. Don't think that just because some disease has attached itself to your body or something has attacked you that you don't have any choice in the matter, that you just have to die. Well, I don't want to die, Brother Keith, but this thing has attacked me and it's killing me. No, like we were saying before, we've already taught you the phrase, you need to stand up and say, no, I'm not having it this way. That was mighty weak. You need to know in these kind of situations, but can you see your faith works by what? If the only reason you have to stay is just so that you can watch some more TV, then you don't have the foundation for your faith to work by, because your faith works by love. How could Paul be so bold to say, you know, I don't know which one I'm going to choose, whether I stay or whether I go? How could he be so bold to know that he had this kind of authority where life and death were concerned? Did you hear the basis of the operation of his faith? It was the love. He was so strong in his love for his people that God had given him that he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay. Yeah, but Paul, they want to kill you. They want to cut your head off and you're getting older and this and that. That meant nothing to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me life.